May very soon my Lord come in very soon. May very soon Jesus come in very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming to rapture his church. After he died on the cross, he resurrected and ascended, and he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. Coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye? I do give in unto heaven blessed light. Oh, the same Jesus, the same Jesus is coming back again. You know, when Jesus resurrected and then ascended on Mount Olive, the people of Galilee, they were looking at Jesus ascending into the third heaven. And the angels came and said, ye men of Galilee, why do you stand here gazing unto heaven? This same Jesus, who you see go up into heaven, he's going to come back to rapture the church. So right now we are expecting Jesus to come and rapture his own and take us to glory to be with him everlasting life. That is what we are praying for. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life, eternal life. So you need to receive Jesus Christ today as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. Yes, God bless you. I want to pray for you right now. I pray that God will reach out to everyone who is on this broadcast. Lord Jesus, reach out to them and save them, heal them, bless them, and prosper them. Meet all their need, oh God. Lay hands on that boy, that girl, that man, that woman. Lord Jesus, lay your hands on them. And let them receive miracle healings in their spirit, soul, and body, in their life, in their finances, in your marriage, in your home, in your family. Receive the miracle healing touch of Jesus Christ. Be made whole in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest on earth. Peace. Goodwill to all men. Amen and amen. Yes. Tomorrow morning, between 8, 9, and 10, we're going to have a real explosive miracle healing service on this broadcast. But right now, we're going to stop for now, and then tomorrow morning, I tell you, God is going to do greater things than we've ever seen before. It's going to be between 8, 9, and 10 a.m. in the morning. When it is 10 o'clock, I'm going to be in another service, but don't miss this tomorrow morning service because it is resurrection power. God is going to impart resurrection anointing, resurrection grace, resurrection power, fire above fire. Is that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in you? Is that quicken your mortal body, quicken you from all frustration and failure, from every power that holds you down? That same spirit shall quicken you. In the name of Jesus, we bind every obstacle, every hindrance and obstruction. Those are central spirits, every spirit of bad luck. All of you, stubborn pursuers. We pound you, we curse you, we root you out of the way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch your people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, welcome, man.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, man.
Amen, sir.
Yes. I'm the family. I'm the attitude on everybody.
Yeah, fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So this weekend, we are talking about Jesus. This, you know, this is Easter weekend. His suffering,
death and resurrection.
Yeah. So please, what do you share with us, whatever God has laid in your heart concerning the sufferings of Jesus, crucifixion, his death, burial, and resurrection, whatever God lay in your heart, please share with us. We are privileged to have our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Olayin Kalawa, a woman of God. God has been using her to preach the gospel all over. She's going to share with us right now. Yes, Norma, you are welcome. Over to you.
Amen. In Jesus' name, we thank God for yesterday. Yesterday was the death of Jesus Christ, which the people always call the Good Friday.
Yes.
These people, yesterday was Good Friday, and the death of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for all of us, and we thank God. We appreciate God for this in Jesus' name. The death of Jesus Christ is sufficient for every sinner. He died for the sins of the whole world. He died for your sins and my own sins. And my own sins in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Isaiah 53 verse 4 says, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are all healed.
Yeah.
1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, and by his life we are healed. So the death of Jesus Christ was yesterday. It was a substitutionary death. Jesus died for us. 1 Timothy 4:10 says, he's the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. That's why he died on the cross. Hebrews 9:22, almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of that blood yesterday, there is no remission of sin. Only death can satisfy the demand of God. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, while he was still on the earth, Matthew 16:21, began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things and be killed and be raised again. Now, tomorrow is the day of resurrection. We are told in John 12:24 that if a corn or wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit. Jesus was become about to die, so that it might bring much fruit. So that's the reason of our salvation, is the death of Jesus Christ, salvation to all mankind that accept him as a substitute. He was a substitute for us yesterday. 1 Timothy 4:10, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. He died a substitutionary death yesterday because of all of us.
Yes.
Sin demanded payments for death penalty. He volunteered to die for us. He was not forced to do it. John 10:18, no man take it from me, but I lay down myself. So Jesus Christ voluntarily died so that he might save our sins, so that her salvation will be accomplished. Then we are still moving on. Tomorrow is the resurrection day when Jesus Christ died. So we are going to talk about resurrection today because the death was yesterday. So we have to move on. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is what we are learning today. The empty tomb, Matthew 28 verse 6, is not here for his reason. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord laid. Luke 24 verse 3, and they enter in and find not the body of the Lord Jesus. The testimony of the angels living among, he said, why do you look for the living among the dead? Because Jesus Christ is risen. Tomorrow is the rising day of Jesus Christ, where the living is not found among the dead. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of evil men, he said, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Tomorrow is the third day that Christ is going to rise from the dead. It's called the Resurrection Day.
Yes.
Resurrection is the great power, is the greatest power on earth. Outside the power of prayer, prayer is very, very powerful to one's life. But resurrection is the greatest power, then followed by the power of prayer. Restoration has the power to give life to anything that is dead. The resurrection is the basis on which Christianity stands or falls.
Yes.
The resurrection, because Christ rose, materialism, communism, atheism must fall. The resurrection is a greater power, for it breaks the power of the grave. Tomorrow is the resurrection day. It breaks the power of the grave. Death has no more power over our life. We are victorious. Today we triumphantly say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15:55. The resurrection day is telling us that we have victory over death.
Yes.
That we are serving a risen Savior. Victory is ours as we march forward with the conquering Christ as the head of the church militant. The power, how did Jesus rise from the dead? Jesus rose from the dead by the power of the Father.
Yes.
We can Acts 2:23-24. Wicked hands have crucified, and slain whom God has raised up. By the power of Christ Himself, He says in John 2:19, Jesus answered and said unto them.
Yeah.
Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Jesus was raised up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Being put to death in the flesh, but is quickened in the spirit. The resurrection body. Jesus says in Luke 24:39, behold my hands and my feet, that is, I am servant, do me. See, for your spirit hath no flesh and no bones. Thomas, that is a doubter, you must not doubt Jesus, only believe. Anybody that doubts will not receive anything from God. It was a glorious body. Philippians 3:21, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto the glorious body. The death of Christ, it was an immortal body, one that will never die. Romans 6:9 says, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death has no dominion over him. The resurrection body of Jesus Christ was a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15:44. It is sown in a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. The spiritual body has the ability to pass through a solid wall. John 20:19. Then the same day at evening when he rose, being the first day of the week, and tomorrow Sunday is the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, we have been told from Genesis to Revelation that we should not fear. Jesus came to the room, to the locked room, in the midst of them, and said to them, "Peace be unto you." The message of resurrection is that peace be unto all of us in Jesus' name. Peace of God be unto all of us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
After his resurrection, people who talked to him after the resurrection, they are Peter, Mary, Cleopas, and Thomas. Jesus ate and drank and showed his wound to friends after the resurrection.
Yes.
500 people saw him at one time, 1 Corinthians 15:6. After that, he was seen by about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present day, but some are falling asleep. By his appearance to Stephen as his martyrdom, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God."
Yes.
Jesus Christ is at the right hand of God interceding for us. By his appearance to Paul, he appeared unto Paul on the way to Damascus, and he said, "Who are you?" And Jesus said, "I'm you that you are persecuting," to Paul. Testimony of millions who have put him to be a living Savior. Jesus Christ is a living Savior. We are serving a living Savior. He's no more dead. When he rose from the tomorrow is the resurrection day. He's no more dead. He has been proved by millions, testimony of millions, that he's a living Savior. We are serving a living Savior, and we too will live in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I have for today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, we thank God. Peace, Lord. Peace, Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. Peace, Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Beloved brethren, I want to tell you the whole truth. The resurrection is the proof, the main proof that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only Son of God, is the begotten Son of God, whom God sent into this world over 2,000 years ago to come and die for the salvation, for our healing and deliverance. Jesus is the only true Son of God. And the resurrection is the proof that Jesus is the real Son of God. That was because every other person tried to resurrect. I told you yesterday the story of one man, he's a magician, an occultist, a diabolical man. He wanted to resurrect. So he told the whole world that He was going to resurrect like Jesus Christ. So he's going to die after 3 days. He's going to resurrect. So on that day after he died, he was buried. So cameramen and newsmen from all over the world, they flew down to that spot where he was going to resurrect. They fixed their cameras. They wanted to see him resurrect because nobody in this world has resurrected like Jesus Christ. I've never seen a man who raised from dead like Jesus Christ. Do you know why they live in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he raised from dead. I've never seen a man who rose from dead like Jesus Christ. Jesus so Christ. This man said he was going to rise from dead. So all the cameramen and all the newsmen from all over the world, they flew down to that spot where he was going to rise from the dead. And they fixed all their cameras, getting ready to pick the pictures and pick the report. Actually, he used his magical powers, the occultic and the diabolical powers. He really tried to move, really tried to check the place, tried to do something, tried to resurrect. But lo and behold, thunder struck, and that man perished. He never resurrected. Hallelujah. How dare you want to resurrect? There is only one resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. There is only one resurrection.
Resurrection and the life.
Yes. And they got some people to go and pay bribe to lie that his disciples took his body. And then they got some soldiers to stay by the tomb so that Jesus will not be able to resurrect. Lo and behold, on resurrection morning, the power of God hit his spot. The Bible said there was an earthquake from heaven. And the angel of the Lord came down and rolled away the stone. And Jesus came out of the grave triumphantly. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty child by his foe. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lived forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. I tell you that resurrection power is that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in your mortal body. It has quickened you. Today, receive that spirit of God, the power of God to resurrect from sin, resurrect from sickness, resurrect from oppression, resurrect from depression, resurrect from poverty, resurrect from hardship, resurrect from penury. In the name of Jesus, begin to live with Jesus Christ. We are buried with him in baptism. And we rise up to live with him in resurrection. Beloved, God has done you good today that Jesus Christ of Nazareth through his resurrection power has broken every chain and every fetters and bounds of wickedness. Thou art loose from your infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive resurrection power from the Holy Ghost into your life and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, we're going to stop here today. We're going to start again tomorrow by 5 p.m. And it's going to be very deep day tomorrow because we're going to be touching every aspect of the resurrection. And then we're going to pray for those who need resurrection power. You need to resurrect out of prayerlessness. You need to resurrect out of failure. You need to resurrect out of defeat and fear. You need to resurrect out of hardship and frustration. You need to resurrect. It's about resurrection power tomorrow. So join us again. We have two sections tomorrow. The first section is going to be from 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. in the morning. No, 8 a.m. in the morning to 10 a.m. And then another section in the evening by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Join us and let God bless you. Thank you all so much for joining us in this broadcast. The Lord be with you. This is the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA, the Archbishop Stephen John Bugle. And we have a co-host here, the woman of God, Lady Evangelist Online Kalawa, who has just blessed us with the word of God. We want to thank every one of you for joining us in this broadcast. Come again tomorrow. And receive another double portion. God bless you. Have a prosperous and a glorious Easter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all so much. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Yes.